Chapter 8. The consort's sitting room stank of smoke, scorched fabric, and seared flesh, and the floor was strewn with charred furniture and blaster-burned bodies. Emergency crews were evacuating the injured, while palace security agents holler-recorded the dead. On the far side of the chamber, a group of dazed-looking nobles was being sequestered by a detail of the Hapen Royal Guard. Jaina began to have a bad feeling about the CEC light transport that had jumped to hyperspace just as she and Zek entered the system. It had been accelerating away from Hapes at a rate few freighters could achieve, and the fact that there had been two squadrons of Hapen starfighters on the vessel's tail only tended to confirm that it had been the Millennium Falcon. Zek leaned close.
"Han and Leia Solo did not do this," he whispered.
He was still in the same flight suit he had been wearing for more than a week, but the smell was nothing to the acrid stench that already filled the room.
"It's not their style."
"I don't need you to tell me that."
Jaina realized that Zek was only trying to comfort her, but comfort was not what she needed right now. What she needed were facts.
"Don't you think I know my own parents?"
Zek ran a hand through his sweat-matted hair, then shook his head and let out a disgusted snort. He started across the room without another word, leaving Jaina to stand there wondering what was wrong. It was not like Zek to be short with her, and she did not understand why he should be upset. After all, it wasn't his parents they had seen fleeing the scene of an assassination attempt. When Jaina did not immediately start after Zek, the sergeant in charge of their escort nudged her in the back. "Stay together." He motioned Jaina toward the vestibule. "We've had enough Jedi tricks for one day." Jaina turned to face the Hapen. He was tall and typically handsome, with chiseled features and dark blue eyes.
"My mother didn't have anything—"
"Tell it to Prince Isolde." He rested a hand on the butt of his holstered blaster, then used the other hand to point after Zek. "Go." Tempted as Jaina was to force-slam the sergeant into the nearest wall, she recognized that now would be a less-than-ideal time to adjust his attitude. She settled for a smirk of disdain, then followed Zek toward the corner, where Princess Holder was watching a female security officer interview a shaken-looking noble. As Jaina and Zek approached, two bodyguards stepped out to block their way. Isolde touched the arm of one.
"No, Brack."
Though it had a few new and well-placed lines, Isolde's strong-featured Hapen face was as handsome as it had ever been.
"They're fine."
Brack did not retreat.
"They're Jedi, my lord. After what just happened—"
Isolde clamped down on Brack's arm and physically pulled him back.
"They're probably the reason my daughter survived what just happened."
He turned his attention to Jaina.
"Unless I miss my guess, you were the source of the Queen Mother's recent uneasiness."
"I did reach out to her. Yes," Jaina said.
"I thought as much."
Isolde opened his arms, inviting an embrace.
"It's good to see you again, Jaina."
"And you as well, Princess Holder."
Jaina hugged him, then stood aside as he clasped arms with Zek.
"I'm only sorry we couldn't arrive earlier."
"Nonsense. We're thankful for your, warning. It prompted the Queen Mother to increase her guard."
"And to seal the residence's inner blast doors,"
Tenelka said, arriving behind Jaina and Zek.
"You have nothing to be sorry for."
Jaina turned and saw Tenelka standing 2 meters away, surrounded by a small company of attendants and royal guards. Her rust-colored hair hung loose down her back, and she was dressed in a frock of green shimmer silk that managed to appear as practical as it did elegant. The effect was so striking and regal that Jaina had to consciously remind herself she was looking at an old Jedi Academy classmate and comrade in arms.
Your Majesty.
Jaina bowed, and Zek along with her. Tenel Ka's eyes flashed with embarrassment at being exalted by her friends, but she was careful to hold herself tall and still to hide her discomfort from her subjects.
Jaina, Zek, what an unexpected pleasure.
She motioned them upright, then glanced over her shoulder toward the great hall where most of the devastation had taken place.
I assume your visit has something to do with that?
Right. We came to warn you.
Jaina did not mention the Corellian assault fleet that Boitu suspected would soon be on its way to help with the coup. She would share that intelligence later, once they were alone.
We didn't think it would happen so soon.
I know you did everything in your power.
Tenel Ka's face grew troubled. She continued,
What I don't understand is why your parents were involved.
Jaina felt like she had been kicked in the stomach.
Involved?
She glanced around at the devastation, unable to believe her parents would participate in an attack against Tenel Ka.
You're sure?
More than we'd like to be, Isolde said. He sounded more disappointed than angry. Your mother and Captain Solo arrived unannounced and asked for an audience with the Queen Mother. Before she could find time for them, they slipped out of the guest salon and disabled the entire palace security system.
We're still trying to learn how, Tenel Ka said. As close as we can estimate, they did it in less than 2 minutes, and they had to travel nearly half a kilometer through unfamiliar corridors.
Maybe you're having trouble because they didn't do it, Zek suggested. Of course they did it.
The woman who said this was a stately-looking aide of perhaps 40 or 50. It was hard to tell, given how hard Hapens worked to stay young and attractive.
Such a feat is nothing for a—
Thank you, Lady Galny.
Tenel Ka silenced the woman with a polite flip of 2 fingers, then turned to Zek.
Do you have another theory?
Zek furrowed his brow, then said,
Maybe they were here for the same reason we are. To warn you.
The suggestion was greeted only by doubtful, in many cases scornful, Hapen expressions. And even Jaina had trouble seeing the basis for Zek's assertion. Finally, Tenel Ka asked,
Then why were they seen leaving with the leader of the assassination squad?
They were?
Jaina gasped.
I'm afraid so.
Tenel Ka said.
A pale woman with a shaved head and a topknot. When my guard managed to pin your parents down, she even risked her own life to rescue them.
Jaina's heart sank. It certainly sounded like her parents were working with the assassins.
There must be an explanation.
Zek gave her arm a reassuring squeeze.
Jaina, you need to trust your feelings.
Jaina pulled away, irritated and confused and shaken. She found it hard to believe that her parents would participate in any kind of assassination attempt. But she just didn't know. There were all kinds of rumors suggesting her father had helped Boba Fett assassinate Thrakken Sal Solo, and her mother had experienced firsthand the evil wrought by Darth Vader. Was it too much to think Leia might kill a friend to keep Jason from following the same path?
I don't know what my feelings are,
Jaina said. She turned to Tenel Ka.
Queen Mother, I don't know what to say.
I'm having a hard time believing it myself,
Tenel Ka replied.
First appearances are against them, but the investigation is far from complete, and there is some conflicting evidence.
Such as? Zek demanded.
Some eyewitness accounts suggest the Solos may have attacked a few assassins when the fighting began.
Tenel Ka turned and extended her arm toward the great hall where most of the fighting had taken place.
We can go have a look, if you'd like.
I'd like.
Zek's voice was hardly hostile, but it did not take a Jedi to sense that he was angry.
Why are you ignoring these accounts?
We're not ignoring them,
Isolder said. He stepped to Zek's side, and they all started toward the ruined hall.
But eyewitness accounts are notoriously unreliable, as I'm sure you were taught in your investigation courses at the Jedi Academy.
And some eyewitnesses claim that the men the Solos attacked were actually trying to defend the Queen Mother,
Lady Galny said.
Some very credible witnesses.
I'll judge that for myself, Zek said.
He turned to Isolde.
When can I speak to these witnesses?
Isolde stopped and turned to Zek.
You want to interrogate Hapen nobles?
That's right, Zek said. There's something wrong here, and I—
That's enough.
Jaina grabbed the back of Zek's arm and squeezed. His tone was bordering on the rude, especially to the sensitive Hapen ego, and harsh accusations would only make the official investigators more likely to overlook evidence that might exonerate her parents.
I'm sure the Queen Mother and her staff will discover the truth.
Fact,
Tenel Ka said.
The investigation will give the Solos every benefit of the doubt, and I do intend to interview every eyewitness personally.
That was enough to quiet Zek's protests, and to assure Jaina that her parents would not become convenient scapegoats. Though family duties on Hapes had forced Tenel Ka to leave the Jedi Order, she retained all the talents and force skills she had learned as a Jedi Knight. If anyone tried to lie about the Solo's involvement, the Queen Mother would know.
"Thanks, Your Majesty," Jaina said. "I appreciate it. If there's anything we can do to help—"
"There is," Isolde said instantly. "We know the Falcon often travels under false transponder codes. A list would prove very helpful."
Jaina's mouth grew dry. She was being asked to choose between her loyalty to her family and her duty to the Jedi Order, and she was well enough trained to realize that her decision really did not hinge on whether her parents were guilty of anything. A member state of the Galactic Alliance was asking for information regarding an attack on its government, and as a Jedi Knight, she was obliged to provide it. When Jaina was slow to answer, Lady Galny reminded her,
"The Hapes Consortium is an important part of the Galactic Alliance, a very important part, and your parents are terrorists."
"Alleged terrorists,"
Tenel Ka corrected. She fixed her gray eyes on Jaina, then said,
"It would be better for everybody. My commanders will be more careful if they know when they're actually dealing with the Falcon."
"And the information will be useful only as long as they remain inside the consortium," Isolde pointed out. "If they aren't a danger to the Queen Mother, I'm sure they'll be departing Hapen space as soon as possible."
"In which case we won't pursue them beyond our boundaries,"
Tenel Ka added.
"We'll leave them to the Alliance authorities, whom I'm sure already have the false codes."
"I'm not sure I know all the false codes," Jaina said, forcing herself to answer.
Tenel Ka's deal was more than fair. The Hapen Royal Navy was going to be boarding, or destroying, every YT-1300 it found. This way, at least Tenel Ka could issue orders instructing her commanders to capture the Falcon and her crew in one piece.
"But I'll give you the ones I do."
"Thank you," Tenel Ka said. "I know how hard that must be for you."
"Just tell your commanders to be patient," Jaina said.
She glanced in Galny's direction and was a little sickened by the smug satisfaction she sensed in the woman. But that changed none of the basic facts of the situation.
"Mom and Dad won't give up easily. But they're not going to kill anyone they don't have to, either."
"I've already instructed my commanders that we need your parents alive,"
Tenel Ka said.
Good,
Jaina said.
We should go someplace and finish our briefing. On our approach, Zek and I saw the Falcon jumping into hyperspace. If we hurry, we may be able to spare your commanders the trouble of capturing them.
By going after them yourselves? Isolde asked. In Hapen space?
Jaina frowned.
Assuming they're still in Hapen space, yes.
Oh, that won't do.
Galni stepped in front of Jaina,
then turned her back as she addressed Tenel Ka.
We can't have the Jedi Solo pursuing her own parents. It will look as though you staged the attack as a pretext for property seizures. You'll end up driving more nobles into the enemy camp.
Tenel Ka sighed, then looked over Galni's shoulder at Jaina.
Lady Galni is right, my friend. It would look very strange to Hapen eyes.
No one has to know, Zek said. We're Jedi.
Everyone would know, Isolde said.
He waved a hand around the chamber, allowing it to linger a bit on Tenel Ka's retinue.
Look about.
A sheepish look came to Zek's face, and Jaina realized she had to yield to Tenel Ka's wishes. The Hapes Consortium was indeed a fluger bed of conspiracy and intrigue, and sending a daughter to bring her own parents to justice would have raised eyes even on Coruscant.
Right, but this is a matter of Alliance security, too,
Jaina said.
We could help by identifying that assassin and trying to trace her travels. That shouldn't offend, actually,
Tenel Ka interrupted.
I've already asked your brother to help us with that investigation.
Jaina's jaw dropped.
Jason? I know you've had your differences of late, but this is what Jason does now.
Tenel Ka's voice was apologetic but firm.
Can you honestly say you would do better? That depends on what you mean by better,
Jaina retorted. She could not believe Tenel Ka intended to turn her brother loose inside the consortium.
Do you have any idea what he's been doing on Coruscant? Protecting the populace from Corellian terrorists, by all accounts I have seen.
Tenel Ka's tone was defensive and stubborn.
I'm sorry to distract him, but there may be a connection between the terrorists and this assassination attempt, and Jason is the only one with the knowledge to investigate it.
Jaina exhaled in frustration.
Okay. I can tell when we're not wanted. What about Alana?
Zek addressed himself to Tenel Ka.
Anyone trying to remove you will also want her eliminated. Until things settle down, maybe she should have a couple of Jedi babysitters.
That won't be necessary.
Tenel Ka's expression remained calm, but her alarm poured into the Force. She had been keeping her daughter out of sight since the day of Alana's birth, to the point that rumors of a birth defect had begun to circulate through the Jedi Temple. Perhaps there was something to those rumors after all.
Her security is better than my own.
Like I said, I can tell when we're not wanted.
Jaina could not help feeling a little angry and hurt. She had just agreed to provide one of her parents' most closely guarded secrets, and still Tenel Ka refused to trust Jaina with the nature of Alana's vulnerability.
Maybe we should just finish the briefing and be on our way. But we really need to do this in private.
She cast a pointed glance at Tenel Ka's retinue.
Of course,
Tenel Ka said.
Come with me.
The Queen Mother motioned the two Jedi to her side. When they had obeyed, she drew gasps from Galni and several other noble ladies by slipping her arm through Jaina's, then leaning close.
And you are wanted, my friend.
Tenel Ka's whisper was so soft that Jaina heard it inside her head more than in her ears.
There is something else I must ask you to do for me. something I can trust only to my oldest friends. Of course,
Jaina replied. Her heart had sunk clear to her knees. Whether or not her parents had been a part of the attempt on Tenelka's life, the fact remained that Jaina had to consider the possibility. And that struck her as a sadness nearly as great as her brother Anakin's death.
The Jedi are always at your disposal,